This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The latest figures we have are that 95% of the people on Puerto Rico are still without power today. That is, the island deals with the aftermath of the 30 inches of rain, 30 inches that Hurricane Fiona dumped on them. This storm comes almost 5 years to the day after Hurricane Maria wiped out Puerto Rico's electrical grid, leaving a lot of people without power for more than a year. And just a couple of weeks ago, the federal government promised $9.5 billion to rebuild Puerto Rico's grid and make it more resilient against storms like this. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on what people are going to be doing in the meantime.
Architect Vanessa Damari lives on the outskirts of San Juan. Her home's been without power and running water since Sunday morning. It was her 16-year-old daughter who suggested they start collecting rainwater to flush the toilets.
She said, "Mom, I have to go to the bathroom. We have not collected water."
Damari also has emergency supplies, drinking water, canned sausages, and a generator they use at night. They're the kind of preparations many households have made.
It took Puerto Rico approximately 50 years to build the island-wide grid. And then Maria destroyed that in a day and a half.
Sergio Marswatch is with the Center for the New Economy, a think tank based in San Juan. The government put a couple of billion dollars towards emergency repairs for the grid. But he says that's not enough.
You have to create a grid that can work in segments so the entire island doesn't lose power when you get a storm from the south.
He says to make that happen would take about $14 billion in 10 years. And some say that grid needs to rely on renewables. Ingrid Vila with the Puerto Rican nonprofit Cambio is advocating for a proposal with an evocative name.
It's Queremos Sol, so it's We Want Sun in Spanish, where you would have people obviously generate power within their houses and accompanied with storage with batteries.
And if the government doesn't fix the grid, architect Vanessa Damari says Puerto Rico will suffer.
People are not going to come to live. People are not going to come to visit. People are not going to come to work.
After Hurricane Maria, more than 133,000 people left Puerto Rico in 2018 for the mainland U.S., up more than a third from the year before. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.